This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. Hello, guys, and welcome to a solo episode. I'm so excited to be here together. I love our solo time together. Today, I want to talk about the pranic body and prana, as well as the new refreshing energy of spring, because we are coming up to the spring equinox. So I'm filming this, I think it's the 8th. March 8th. And I was like, oh my God, the spring equinox is on its way. We're literally 11 days from it. When you're listening to this, we'll only be a few days from it. And what an exciting time of the year. And how beautifully this really goes with everything we're focusing on this month with Evolve, being the pranic energy, our pranic body and our prana. So this year is an 8 year, 2024 adds up to 8. And in Kundalini, the 8th body out of our 10 bodies is the pranic body. And this is in charge of our life force energy. This helps us to have the energy to be in alignment, because being in alignment is a frequency, and our physical vessel has to be able to maintain a frequency so that our energetic body can be there as well. So with this, I felt it was so important to really have a month around building the prana in our body. And I just love that it beautifully aligned in the month where we're going to experience the spring equinox, because the spring equinox is all about this forward movement, this new energy, this rebirth, fertility, planting new seeds, and beyond. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the pranic body, prana, how we could use that to strengthen our pranic body. And then from there, I want to share a little bit more about the spring equinox, what we can do to really maximize the benefits of this day and how we can get the most out of this upcoming season. So I wanted to start with a quote from Yogi Bhajan, which is, your pranic body and your auric body must coincide to keep you young and alive. So through our breath and our prana, we receive something called life force energy. Through our breath, we take a deep breath and we receive oxygen, but we also receive life force energy, or prana, which is this electricity in addition to the oxygen. It's not just the breath we're receiving. And that breath comes in and electrically charges our electrical body. So through this, we're generating energy in our system. And you may have heard of qi before in Chinese medicine. If you do acupuncture, you may have heard of qi. And we could have low qi, or slow moving energy, or we could have a lot of qi and a lot of high moving energy. And this is the same as prana. And our pranic body is in charge of this energy. So it works at every level of our being. And it really, each of these bodies in Kundalini holds its own power. And this pranic body holds the power of this life force, the prana, our energy. And it brings to us health, happiness, prosperity, fulfillment, success. And with a weak pranic body, we wouldn't be able to hold the frequency of all of those things. So within us, as we inhale and as we exhale, we move energy in our system, and in turn, that transforms our cells, and that elevates each one of our cells. It brings us into this rhythm, almost like a heartbeat, everything beating together. And through there, going back to that quote, it expands into our auric body and our aura. So the prana, the breath, is helping us to take care of everything, all of the balancing of energy in our physical body. And then as we build it up, it expands our aura. And that's really how we attract in all that we want. These are some ways that we can be able to see if our prana is actually out of balance. We may be experiencing more stress, more fear, and more anxiety. We may have an increase in negative thoughts. We may be experiencing digestive issues. A sluggish digestive system could be a sign of that slow or low chi and not as much prana in the body. We could be experiencing fatigue, depression, aches and pains. Even our sexual energy can be thrown off. We could have a really low libido or an out of alignment energy in that area. We could have really big emotional responses and reactions and almost feel like we're a bit out of control over our responses. When our prana is in balance, we have improved health, we have more vitality, we have extra energy, we have clarity in thinking, we're inspired, we receive downloads, we have more creative energy and more access to our neutral mind. That mind where we could be in between the positive and the negative and come into that space of nothingness and be able to move from that space, which delivers so much clarity. We could have more relaxation. It also helps our circulatory system when we have an increase of prana. Things are just moving in a better way and circulating in our body in a better way. We can feel more access to prosperity, more confidence, more empowerment. And on a more physical level, our blood can be more purified because we're using our prana to circulate this energy, purify the blood, move the breath through the body, and increase circulation overall. So it's basically like the circulation of energy within our body, but then that reflects out into our life. And we see that circulation, that movement of energy, more opportunities, more experiences. We're bringing all of that in through our prana. So how can we boost our pranic body? Many different ways, but one way that we're really focusing on in the month of March with Evolve is through a ton of breath. And you can do long, slow, deep breathing, or you can supercharge it and do a lot of breath of fire because that is the quickest way to receive a whole lot of prana. And through this month, we're doing exercises that require us to challenge our physical body so that we can receive this energetic upgrade. And if you're listening to this and you haven't tried it, I highly recommend trying the Warrior Workout and the Victory Meditation because it is the perfect thing to get your pranic body in shape, get your physical body in shape, and then bring you to that space, that frequency, that energy of alignment and victory. And what a better way to come into this new season. Through this, by strengthening your pranic body, you will start to experience changes not only within you, but outside of you, more emotional balance, more opportunities, as I said before, more aligned experiences, and you just start to feel better. The other thing is you start to look better because if your circulation is moving throughout your body, you're purifying your blood. You're moving and pumping the lymph system and the glandular system. You're receiving this higher level of health within you, but also physically you can see it on you. If you are taking more breaths, if you are breathing more intentionally and you're just bringing in so much more prana, you're going to see it on your face. And that's where you got like that beautiful kundalini glow. Your skin's glowing, your energy's glowing, you are magnetizing all that you want towards you. And I think that's something important to recognize that through everything in our practice, we're using the physical to have access to this higher consciousness and the spiritual. And when we challenge ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, in those moments, we're able to truly observe and understand the capacity we have in strength, how much we can truly hold. And that's what's drawn me so much to this practice. It is the challenge. It's going to a Kundalini class and being asked to do stretch pose for 3 minutes. I want to be able to do anything for 3 minutes, almost anything for 3 minutes, right? And when I can't do something, I'm like, yes, this is where I can grow. This is where I can get stronger, and not just physically, but this is going to now impact me off my mat when I experience a challenge in my life. We are literally building resilience with every one of our practices, especially if we're tuning into this warrior workout practice. So I just want you to know that there is a direct correlation from what we do on the mat to outside in our lives. And I've been tested so much over the last few months, and it's been tried and true. When we can experience those challenges, we realize how strong we are, and we take that with us in every single situation. So with this, I want to talk more about the spring equinox, and I actually want to do a quick activation together as well, because I'm really guided to drop into the heart today. So for the spring equinox, we're coming to this time. These are the most powerful days of the year. Extremely important to meditate on these days because you're just maximizing the benefits. And if you do the warrior workout on this day in the victory meditation, you're projecting the energy of victory out into this new season. Today, or the spring equinox, is all about new beginnings. This fertile ground, all of these seeds that you've planted, and starting to allow them to grow and to come into fruition. And I think sometimes when we think about intentions we set, it can feel hard to have the trust and the faith and the belief in that they will come. But I want this day to be a reminder to you of all that you've set in the past that you have seen grow and come into fruition before your very eyes. And I want you to take that faith from those past manifestations and experiences and put all of that behind you today and on the spring equinox as you set new intentions, or maybe as you start to see a little bit of hints, of clues, of evidence that intentions you've set in the past are coming to light. Things that maybe you set for the winter solstice, they're finally flourishing and starting to bud, and you're starting to see evidence of them growing. So this is a beautiful day to practice, a beautiful day to set intention, a beautiful day to really think about what chapter you're closing out and open your heart to all of the unknown that lies ahead in this chapter. So let's take this moment to drop in. So if you're driving, you're not going to close your eyes, but if you have the space to close your eyes, you can. Otherwise, you could have like a dream drive and just sit with us and listen to us and dream up whatever it is that you wish to bring in this new chapter. So just close your eyes, and I want you to breathe deeply into the heart space. And as you breathe there, I want you to feel into the energy of trust, the energy of faith, the energy of your inner knowing. And if you're having a hard time connecting to that energy, I want you to think about a time where you did feel connected to it. And pull in that circumstance, pull in the gratitude you felt when you were able to connect to something so big, bigger than your physical body, so beyond your physical body. This energy and this force that lives within the heart and that expands out into your aura. And as you drop in here, I want you to connect to gratitude for this past season and chapter. Even the darkness of it. And that's what the winter is all about. Where can you find gratitude in that? How deeply can you bring gratitude into every single cell of your body? No matter how hard the circumstances were, reach for it. What did it teach you? What blessings were on the other side? And And now I want you to focus in on those blessings. The blessings that you've received and you've had evidence of. The blessings that you're still waiting for. And I want to remind you that at any moment in time, they can just drop in and hit, and everything can change for the better. And I want you to feel into the endless opportunity that lives within you and that lies ahead for you. Feel into it, breathe into it, and take this moment to dream and visualize your garden. What is coming up? What is budding? What is sprouting? What are those intentions that you're setting for this new chapter that you are just so excited to finally live with, receive, embody, and have for yourself? Sit with that and allow that energy of abundance to expand beyond you, thanking the universe for all that is to come, the known, the unknown. And take a really big deep breath in. And exhale, release, and let it all go. And another big deep breath in. And exhale, release, and let it go. And I want to remind you that you are worthy of all of those intentions. You're capable of going after anything that you desire. And truly, anything is possible. So I want you to take your biggest, your greatest intention. Put your energy behind it. Put my energy behind it. Put the whole community's energy behind it, because I believe in myself, which means I believe in you. And you have every reason to believe in you too. And take a really big deep breath in. And exhale, release, and let it go. I'm wishing you such an abundant season of spring and wishing you so many blessings, known and unknown, to come in and come through for you. Thank you so much for being here. Come back to this anytime you need a little pep talk. You can fast forward right to this activation, reuse it, and use it as much as you'd like to. Thank you, and happy spring.